So my friends, as we go through our Easter season and our Easter readings, we encounter here we're getting close to the end of the Gospel of Luke. This scene takes place on Easter night, and we hear that Jesus now appears to the apostles and other disciples gathered in the upper room after the two that were on their way to Emmaus run all the way back and tell them what happened. Now Jesus stands in the midst of them, and he makes himself known to his apostles. He makes himself known to his friends. And a particular point is that they don't believe it. They're shocked. They're amazed. St. Luke tells us they are incredulous with joy. Maybe at the beginning now they're startled and they're terrified and they think that they see a ghost. A lot of those things may be reactions people have to religion. I'm shocked. I'm terrified. I don't know what this all is. A lot of hocus pocus and magic of some kind. Or I'm just joyful. It's a religious experience of joy. But it has to go beyond that to a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. The apostles have a personal encounter with Christ. They meet their friend Jesus. This is not just theory. This is not just scientific study. This is an encounter with their friend. Their friend Jesus, who died for them, who was put to death for them. How does Jesus proves that it's really him two ways. First, and most importantly, he shows them his hands and his feet, right? This is what Jesus does. Look at my hands and my feet. And like we read last week, from what happens a week after this reading, Thomas isn't there. And so Thomas is like, no, you got to put your finger here in the nail marks, right? Put your hand in my side. Jesus shows them, he shows them his wounds. He shows them how he suffered for them. He shows them what was done for love of them and what the price of sin is. That this is him showing them his hands and his feet. The second thing he does is he eats in front of them because they still think it's a ghost. And so he's like, no, look, I'll eat. So ghosts don't eat food, right? If you ever think you're seeing a ghost, like, just have it eat something. Ghosts don't eat food. So he eats in front of them as well. He's proving it to them. He's showing them, this is really me. We, each one of us, and we're talking about this Easter season, we need to be sure that we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That our religion is more than just, again, being part of the crowd. It's more than just checking the boxes. It's more than just doing the stuff. Do you know Jesus? Do I know Jesus? Like, really, personally. Our Protestant brothers and sisters are so good about this. Like, have you had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ? It's not enough. It's important, but it's not enough to just be part of the crowd. Do I know Jesus? That's me stepping on the cord. Do I know Jesus? Do I really know Jesus? Do I talk to Jesus? Am I actually friends with Jesus Christ? Right? Do I have any kind of a real relationship with the person of Jesus Christ? And if the answer is, probably not, if we're honest, right? Okay, then we got to work on that. We really got to work on that. It starts with this relationship, this encounter with the person of the risen Christ. And then, when we know Jesus, when we know him, he opens our minds like he did to the apostles. He opened their minds so that they could know the scriptures. He opened their minds to understand scripture. The Bible is a book that's meant to be read by friends of Jesus. It's not something you just go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon and buy and read from scratch. The Bible is the book for the friends of Jesus. And when we are friends with Jesus, then the depth of what the Bible tells us is able to come alive. Our minds have to be opened to be able to understand Scripture. And if sometimes we pick up our Bibles, and hopefully each one of us reads our Bible every day, that's a good thing to do. But when we pick up our Bible, if it's like, I don't understand this, I don't like this, I don't know what's going on, the answer is not buy a textbook and study more. Oftentimes the answer is become better friends with Jesus Christ. The more we know Jesus, the more the Bible will make sense to us. Look, who is the author of the Bible? God, right? Particularly we attribute that to the Holy Spirit. Who's the author of Scripture? The Holy Spirit. Do you and I have a real relationship with the Holy Spirit? Yes. If you don't understand something in the Bible when you go to read it, talk to the author. Talk to the author. Hey, Holy Spirit, I'm reading my Bible here. I don't understand this. What does this mean? When you inspired Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, if we're reading one of the Gospels, to put this in there, what did you mean? Why? Why are you trying to point that out to us? What did you mean by this? We can talk to the author. Jesus opens our minds to understand Scripture. We should read Scripture every day. We should try to know it better. But if we're not understanding something, we should ask Jesus. It's a great thing to do. It'd be a great practice for every single one of us every day to just spend 3 or 4 minutes reading one of the Gospels, right? If you read just one of the Gospels, start with Mark or John, they're the easiest, and then move on to Matthew and Luke, they're a little bit more difficult. But just spend 3 or 4 minutes a day, every day, and just read a little bit of the Gospels. I have a little tiny pocket New Testament, right? So I could carry it around in my pants pockets or in a jacket pocket, or I'm on my phone here. I have Monsignor Matera recommended to me a particular app for the Bible that's really good. And so again, I have it all just right here on my phone. And so instead of maybe watching YouTube, I could pull up my Bible app. I don't often do that. Usually YouTube wins. But it'd be good if at least for 3 or 4 minutes a day, the Bible won, right? And we just work our way through reading the life of Jesus, getting to know his life better, being more immersed in the story, letting him open our minds so that we can understand the Scriptures. Because the fruit of this encounter with the risen Christ and understanding Scripture is that we have the job of being witnesses. You are witnesses of this thing, of these things, Jesus tells his apostles. And we heard in that first reading, Peter just saying the same thing. We are witnesses of these things. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this, we are witnesses. We have a job to do, to have this personal relationship with Christ, to know him better through Scripture, and then to witness to this, to testify. We have to share what we have encountered. What's the difference between a witness and like a spectator? When do we think of witnesses? In courtroom scenes, right? In court, you get called as a witness. And a witness has a job to testify, to speak about what they have seen and what they have heard. And my friends, if we are called to be witnesses, every single one of us, every single one of us is a witness. And we are meant to testify to our encounter with Jesus Christ and what we know he has done and we've learned in the Scriptures. You can't stay silent as a witness. We have to testify. God can call any single one of us as a witness before anyone else and say, hey, tell this person what you saw and what you heard. Okay, well, I know Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about it. And I read in Scripture, Jesus did this and said this. We can get called upon to testify. We are real witnesses. We've seen it and we've heard it. And so we have to share it. We can't keep it to ourselves. I know I've said this before, but like, oh, hey, if someone says, where'd you go Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock? I was somewhere, you know, just whatever. I was with some people. No, like, I went to church, right? Well, what'd you do then? Whatever, right? Like, no. Hey, I went to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I was present where the scriptures were opened. I gathered. I gathered with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And together we worshiped the living God. And then guess what? The sacrifice of Calvary was represented. And God himself came to be present among us. God himself came to be present among us. Where'd you go on Saturday afternoon? That's a lot better answer than church. Right? Like, yes, let's tell people, what do we do? Where were we? I was here. I encountered the risen Christ. And guess what? Maybe if we have a time of prayer, if we're talking to Jesus right now during the Mass, we can say, and Christ spoke to my heart. He told me I got to turn away from these sins, and he's going to strengthen me, and he's going to walk with me. Or do you know what? Jesus put you on my heart. I was praying for you during church today. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm praying for you, and I love you. Right? We have to testify. We're witnesses. We're not just spectators. We're not just part of the audience. We are real witnesses, and we testify to the love of God that we encounter in this place. That's what this is about. And so, my friends, this is our Easter season. We have to be these bold witnesses. St. Paul VI, in either the late 60s or early 70s, I can't remember which one, wrote a document called Evangelii Nuntiandi about proclaiming the gospel. And there's a very famous line in that about particularly the need for us to bear witness. He said, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. Good, no offense to our teachers here present. It's good to teach, right? But to witness, I've encountered, I see something, I'm living it in my own life. Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it's because they are first witnesses. That they really, I really believe this. I've really experienced this. Well, that's what we need when we spread the gospel. We have to really, I've witnessed this. I've experienced this. This is part of my life, and I want to share it with you. It's that simple. Evangelization is not a crazy hard thing to do. It's not a complicated list of many steps. It's not about reading thousands of textbooks. Do I know Jesus? Do I try to know him better, particularly in sacred scripture every day? And am I willing to tell someone about him? That's it. And if we each did that, every day, how many more people would come to know Jesus? I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago that talked about, yeah, we had two baptisms at the Easter Vigil and one beforehand because of special circumstances, right? That's three. That's pretty good. And then last week, we received one of our college students into full communion. She was Protestant. And we've done a few other good things. So great. You know, half dozen, maybe a dozen. We should be baptizing thousands of people every year. Peter gives one homily on Pentecost Sunday and 3,000 people become Christian that day. Thousands. It's good to get a handful, a dozen. But if each one of us tried to bring even one person, if each one of us tried to bring even one person that's not baptized, we'd have 700 baptisms next Easter. Think about that. 700 baptisms next Easter Vigil. The thing wouldn't end until like 4 a.m. It'd be great. Let's do it. We do it by witnessing, by sharing the gospel. My friends, this is our task. This is our Easter mission. So let's get out there and do it. If we've been hesitant, if we didn't really, you know, I don't really know, well, let's just get out there. Let's try. We may fail a few times. Okay. But I'm a witness. I know this. I've seen it. I've experienced it. And I want to share it with you. So the whole world can come to know the joy of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.